98.1 KZE. MK with you. It is festival season at Kotzbahn in Tivoli, New York, and I am delighted to have with me in the studio Michelle Steinwald, who is the guest curator for the 2025 festival. Michelle, thanks for joining me.
Thank you, MK, for having me.
Yeah, very nice to meet you. We're huge fans of everything you guys do over at Kotzbahn. For the uninitiated, do you want to give us a little bit of a rundown of kind of what the annual festival is all about and what your kind of take on it has been this year?
Yeah, thanks. I'm new to Kotzbahn. I live in Montreal and was introduced to the organization. And, you know, the beauty of Kotzbahn is this gorgeous land overlooking the Hudson River and these incredible facilities around developing new performances.
Yeah.
So it was started as a center, kind of an incubator for ballet, and has since expanded to all art forms.
Yeah. There's so many amazing productions coming out of there, and I imagine it's a very inspiring place to be. You can understand why it's such a beautiful hive for creativity. And the festival is a celebration of, as you said, all different mediums. What have we seen so far? How has the festival been going? Catch us up.
We had our two first opening weekends were dance focused. One was with New York City's Bill T. Jones, Arnie Zane Company. That was a sold out weekend. Just, you know, the weather, we were so blessed. The weather is so nice right now. So able to see his work in the theater and celebrate some older works that are just so relevant now, and really was an opportunity to see works that him and Arnie had created before Arnie passed, and to remount those works with an incredible cast of dancers, was quite a celebration. And then the following weekend was choreographer Nicole Canuso, and she brought this dream team of collaborators, visual arts, composers, and created like a maze-like environment where audiences came in small batches and were initiated into this world of Lunar Retreat, where we, maybe a little known fact, the moon is slowly moving away from planet Earth.
Is it now?
It is.
Why would it want to do a thing like that?
No, I know. Exactly. So, you know, she was associating this with grief and the tides, and so these cycles. And so we had small groups of audiences come in with dancers and be initiated to this maze-like structure. And it was like a little bit like Sleep No More without the Shakespeare tie, just really looking into drawers and finding corners of time to contemplate. Audiences could write a letter and think about the vibrations of the moon and the water. It was really very touching, very moving. When the audiences went in, very excited for the performance to start, and as they came out, because the ending was open, you could linger as long as you wanted, and audiences coming out were really transformed.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's a really unique sounding experience.
Yeah, well, Kotzbahn has these beautiful spaces, and it's located in gorgeous environment of nature and just the expanse of the sky and the forests and the valley. It's all very inspiring. And so to be able to, I really wanted to kind of collaborate with nature and offer people opportunity to linger.
Mm-hmm.
And so her piece in particular was about opening up your senses. So as you leave the theater experience, kind of the official performance, you're still left with this residue of curiosity and seeing what's around you anew.
Yeah, that's amazing. As the guest curator for the 2025 festival, where do you even begin? I mean, I feel like there's such a massive world of arts to choose from, people to reach out to. You know, when you were tasked with this, how did you kind of approach that task?
I had, through my work at 44 Arts Productive, it's my consultancy. And so I'm because dance is my first love, mm-hmm. I do a lot of work around capacity building, either for artists or organizations, and also for the field. So I read a lot of grant proposals, and I do a lot of research and kind of keep up with where aesthetics are evolving, what are urgent topics and themes that are coming up in artists' work, and also the kind of financial abilities we all have to pool our resources. So I build a lot of partnerships, and then seeing where kind of this Venn diagram of opportunity is, because Katzbahn is an incubator. It is a time to reflect. It is a time to develop new works. Mm-hmm. So it was also about timing.
Yeah.
So a lot of the artists were chosen because of where they are at in a creative process, that they're ready for an audience to see this new work, and they have the resources to invest in that time as we have bring our resources to amplify what they're doing.
Yeah. There's a lot of factors to consider there.
Completely.
Yeah. Yeah. Chatting with Michelle Steinwald, the guest curator for the 2025 Katzbahn Annual Festival. Coming up this weekend, we've got, starting tonight, in fact, in just a few hours, Iodele Cassell, Freedom in Progress, version 2. What can you tell us about it?
So Iodele Cassell is an unbelievable tap dancer and choreographer. And I had been following her work for a few years. I'd seen it on grant panels and just was really taken by what she was doing. Also, how she is supporting the tap community in New York, where she's based. And so, yeah, I was just very inspired by her work. And I happened to be in Columbus, Ohio in the fall, and she was touring.
Oh, cool.
So I got to see her live for the first time and fell madly in love with mm-hmm. everything she was doing, just completely enthralled by everything she was doing. And it was an evening dedicated to Max Roach, the drummer, the jazz drummer, and it would have been his 100th birthday. And so she chose to do a solo to a work, a recording by him and Cecil Taylor. And it's called Historic Concerts. And the way she was able to tap and bring herself into the moment of their recording, It felt like not often we see, you know, dance to music. It's kind of gets coordinated, kind of more overlaid on top. This was really kind of a shape-shifting, time-traveling moment of her being in conversation with them in real time. Mm. And it just took my breath away. And so, Iodele is remounting that piece for us. And if you know the spaces at Katzbahn, incredible, huge stage, very intimate audience. So it is going to be an experience like none other. Seeing her work, she's often on Broadway. You'll know her name around different productions. This is her work, her collaboration with Toria, who's doing the visual design, the lighting, everything. Her tap floor is tuned. And all of it. So for the, you know, audiophiles, for the visual, for the, you know, jazz aficionados, it really is a beautiful work. And because it's Katzbahn, and she came up a couple of weeks ago to start imagining what would expanding that work look like. Mm. So she brought her mentee in, and they are doing a new version, kind of a cousin
to it. That's the V2.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. Exactly. So it's two parts, some brand new work, and also this incredible solo that just took my breath away.
That's amazing. And that, again, you can see tonight at 7 o'clock, and then also another performance tomorrow at 4 p.m. And then 7 p.m. tomorrow, Kayla Farish takes over with Docile and a Beast. What can you tell us about Kayla?
Kayla's a younger choreographer. She's been here a few times. Guest professor at Bard College, and also has done commissions on Limon Dance Company. So more dance, absolutely. I'm getting all mixed up here. But I got to see Kayla. I didn't know her work. I saw Kayla last summer. I was in New York by chance and went to go see, you know, kind of an informal dance presentation at Judson Church on a Monday night that Movement Research puts on. And it's, you know, a mixed evening of different works. And so I saw Kayla for the first time, and I had not seen performing of that. Like, she has such hunger and appetite for movement. So it's athletic with this artistry in it. And it was a duet. And it's just the, you know, coming out of the pandemic where we've had to be so cautious of our bodies, to see two performers so intertwined and so willing to press into each other and pull each other apart. It really, again, was just awe-inspiring to see her voraciousness.
Amazing.
Yeah. So yeah. She's doing two brand new works. She's started developing them at Brishnikov Arts Center in the spring, a solo and a duet. Dasel is the solo and A Beast is the duet. And they're, it's almost like going to a spiritual environment. It really has, it's so deeply rooted in, I was thinking about this, it's kind of like they both, Iwadeli and Kayla, have such strong convictions that through their artistry, there's like a vulnerability because they put it all out there.
Yeah. I mean, you're seeing something deeply personal and deeply vulnerable, and in this setting that just inspires such reverence, I think, you know. And I have spoken about this with previous guests when we've talked about Kotzbahn and seen productions here. Is like, it's truly something that you're not going to get anywhere else. And it's such a unique experience. And to have it as nearby as Tivoli is such a privilege. So, I mean, I just think everybody should take advantage of it.
Thank you. Yes, I feel so. I feel the same way, too. Yeah. Absolutely. You know, your senses are alive. It's such a beautiful environment. And to have these precious moments of connection, there are other opportunities at the festival. So we have a visual arts exhibition. So you can come early and just wander the fields and see the visual art. And I also, because I wanted people to take time to slow down, I'm offering two audio experiences.
Ooh.
And they're absolutely free. You can go at any time. And there are QR codes in the lobby and just outside our studio complex. And each are about 25 minutes. One is a radio play that was made during the pandemic. So during lockdown, where many of us were sheltering in place. And it's an opportunity to think about expanding what it means, what place means, a domestic environment, and expand your perspective. So it's very fun. There are invitations to be rather aerobic if you choose to.
Fun,
yeah. And so we have blankets. You can kind of set your stuff on the ground, and you know, find a couple of trees or a sculpture to be aerobic with. And then the other one is more of a guided meditation where it invites you to lay down. Again, those blankets are on site, so, and everything is free. It's up to you to come when you're available. And it's a dying and decomposing practice. Mm. And it talks you through what would happen internally because of climate crisis, what would happen to your body in different environments. And so it's this really poetic, beautiful understanding of how the body is resilient and how it preserves energy. And then when it decomposes, how it becomes nourishment and energy for another life cycle.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Michelle Steinwald is my guest, and everything that we're speaking about is at Kotzbahn Cultural Center in Tivoli, New York. That's KAATSBAAN.org for information and to get tickets. Before I let you go back to, I'm sure you have to get back at some point and make the festival happen. But
we have to introduce tonight.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd love to talk a little bit about 44 Arts Productive, which is your consultancy, just because I'm learning about it today for the first time. So would you like to give us a little rundown?
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I really feel strongly around the healing nature of art, and dance in particular has a way to connect us all. We all have bodies. We all are in relationship with one another. And so I dedicate myself to creating spaces that are nurturing and hospitable for bodies in conversation. production. And so I've done everything from redesigning grant programs for dance makers to advising individual artists on how to build their capacity really build awareness around what makes them unique. So I spend a lot of time with artists developing language that really honors what they do, because so much of how we get to know each other's work is through online and language-based. And yeah. So in dance, you know, it's great. We have so much dance in our lives right now between TikTok and commercials, Super Bowl commercials. Like, dance is really thriving right now. So I'm excited to share these two opportunities tonight and tomorrow and Sunday.
Very cool. Michelle Steinwald, Kotzbahn Cultural Park in Tivoli, New York. Anything else we should know about this year's festival?
Well, next weekend's our last weekend, so definitely.
That's important.
Yeah, and, you know, what I see of the weather is going to be glorious.
Yes.
Our last two events are focusing on cellist Lori Goldston. Many of you will recognize her from Nirvana Unplugged on MTV, and she's worked with artists like David Byrne, Earth, the list goes on and on. And yeah. So when I invited her to come, I was, you know, what are you working on? And what would it mean to do an evening at Kotzbahn? Mm-hmm. So opened up the invitation, and she immediately said two things. One, she had just gotten off of a European tour, composing and doing live cello to short experimental silent films.
Cool.
So she wanted to present that here. So this is the first time it gets done in North America. And then the second thing was, she has colleagues in New York, Gwen Lester and Melanie Dyer, a violin player and a violist. They've kind of met each other a few times and really digged each other, but had never had an opportunity for them to work collaboratively. And so the final concert on Saturday, the 27th, is a brand new composition Lori's doing for the three of them, a string trio, just for Kotzbahn, and it'll be outside on our meadow stage. So, you know, we'll have blankets, bring a sweater, and, you know, a bottle of wine if you want.
Hey.
And hang out.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining us, Michelle.
Thank you.
That's Kotzbahn.org for tickets and information. We've got, in honor of Iodelica Cell's Freedom and In Progress, here's Christine and the Queens doing My Favorite Version of Freedom.